Lapine City Council is back in session. And we are on item 10, which is Purple Heart, and I will ask Councilor Martinez to enlighten us.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I believe it was last month the City of Lapine approved by proclamation, Lapine becoming a Purple Heart City, which reflects and honors our veterans that were either wounded or gave their lives in service to the country. And we now have our signs, which were paid for by the Band of Brothers, the VFW, and the American Legion.
No. The BVA and the VFW.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fleming.
Keep the record straight.
And so now we need to get them up, and the way to do that is by dedicating the actual signs to the highway. And there's one that's set to go at the south end of the city limits and one set to go at the north end of the city limits. So I was just wanting to inform the council that the idea was to do that on May, I believe it's 8th, which is VE Day, which was Victory in Europe Day. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if we have enough time to get everything together. So Bend is dedicating their signs this Saturday, if you folks would like to go up and watch that dedication. I think they're dedicating 9 signs. And I was just emailed this afternoon by Dick Tobiasen that Madras just became a Purple Heart City by proclamation this week.
Nice.
So I think at some point we'll need to have some discussion of when we want to dedicate on. So that's what. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Should we have that on the agenda at the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a work session. Are we going to have a work session?
Oh, we can talk about the work session. Okay. If we have one.
Now we have these. What do we need to do? Because obviously ODOT's going to put them up on the signs. Is there something we're going to do?
How do we get them to ODOT?
Well, we can tell them. We can talk to our guy down here, tell him they're here. But is there anything else that you were wanting to do?
Well, that's what we were going to talk about that at a work session.
Oh, okay.
You know, like have a
ceremony or something.
Yeah.
We can do it. The next meeting will be a meeting because we're going to have to do the zoning ordinance.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a special meeting.
We'll have a special meeting, zoning ordinance. But we can put that zoning ordinance in the meeting beginning. Then we can go to a work. We can do a work session. We may have something else, but whatever. Whatever you guys want to do with this, what's your idea? You can't have people stand out on the highway
when
they're going to go up.
No.
So you got to kind of think of a place.
Well, I was thinking right here by the flag, you know, just the mayor and some veterans, and then dedicate it, give them to ODOT.
That'd be good.
Do you want to have Tim Menace come down from ODOT?
Tim's Eric is who they're working with in Bend.
Okay.
So we'll wait for the word from
him. Okay. So you might, if we're going to do it, then have them come down. You can present it to them, and they take it off.
Or the veterans. Yeah. But that's what we can talk about.
Yeah, we need to talk about
Kathy?
They were going to do the population sign too?
Yeah, I mean, I sent an email on the same thing. I was just thought that's still the same. I don't know. You know, it took us 8 months to get Ash and Eaton up. I'm not sure if that's just a 6-month process or, you know, what. I'll check again. But I sent an email with the number and said we'd pay for it. So.
Okay. Karen,
anything?
Okay. We are, without further ado on that, we are at item number 11, which is public comment. Is there any public comment? Okay, we're going to roll out of here quickly. Staff comments?
First, our economic development person is sitting back here, and some of you probably wondered who that stranger in the back of the room is. But she's had a great first day here, although she worked a couple days in Bend, and then she worked in Redmond for a little day, and so she arrived here this morning. And, you know, she's went from site plan review meeting on Mid-Oregon Credit Union to visiting with the U.S. Senator in a private back room, everything in between. We toured with St. Charles Clinics today. We had their medical staff here, and so we did a tour that they called it noon and said, what if we could get there? The doctors are ready, and could you be ready at 2:30? And so we worked, and I had her help write some letter quick, and it's been nice. That's just having someone like her, and so she helped. Had no idea really what we were talking about. And then Patty and Ashley, we got the five properties that we picked out. Vic and I went and toured them yesterday. So we did. We put a full packet this thick together on property ownership, acreage, everything.
Wow.
And so they came down. We all got in my truck, squeezed in, crutches and all, and we went to every site. And so they took all that back, and they're going to kind of, you know, think about that and then move toward. But anyway, Janet Barton, maybe you want to come up, introduce yourself, Janet, if you could wiggle up or yell from there.
She's on a new set of wheels.
I have my new set of wheels.
She's our new ETCO person. And I know Stu and Ken, if I met her, and I know that Stu helped interview her. I think we feel we got a good one.
She wasn't.
See what happens when you go out and have a little fun.
They must have been pretty rough on you.
They were very rough on me. Well,
tell them why you have an accent.
Yeah, I was having fun up on the mountain. Actually, I was having a great day skiing, and then caught an edge and kind of bent my knee behind me, so I fractured my kneecap and tore my meniscus. So these will be my friends for a few weeks. But I am delighted to be here. I'm very excited about becoming part of the community, learning about the community, meeting people in the community, because community is not a kind of just a term. I mean, the community is made up of people, and I love the feel in Lapine. Years ago when I lived in Vancouver, Washington, coming down to Crater Lake, we stopped at the Red Rooster.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like, what is that word?
The Highway Center? The old store?
Red Rooster?
The Red Rooster, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, we used to have a place in Sun River, so I don't know why I kind of forgot about that, but it was like we used to go there for breakfast all the time. And a couple of weeks ago, I went there again, and of course, the same people are still running. But it is great to be here, and I really look forward to just getting stuck in and getting to know the community and just want to be of service. I mean, that's what I feel like my role is, to, to bring economic development, but really to be part of the community and just be here. So thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's kind of intimidating the first day or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when Rick says, oh, would you just write this up? Sure.
The St. Charles was pretty impressed. We put that all together, and they were like, well, we didn't have much notice. I said, hey, we don't do any, we do multitasking here. So,
They're looking.
Yes. Myself, Kareen Martinez, and Vic Russell went down. Antonio DeBone met with the CFO from St. Charles Health System, the head of the director of the foundation, the assistant director of the foundation, the head of their medical director, who's a doctor, another doctor who has some role there, and someone else. Anyway, we met there and went over all kinds of things, but they are looking at, they're trying to make the numbers work. I've talked to one of the board members about it. The St. Charles board has had a presentation, and they're trying to make the decision. I learned a lot of interesting things there. It was a very interesting meeting about how healthcare is paid for and how it all works and what's the incentive for them to want a clinic. I found it very interesting because it was not really something I quite understood, and I still don't really, but it was interesting to say the least. So they are then, it's going to go back to their board in April, and then, you know, there may be some more follow-up, but if it works out, ultimately they would come here with about a 10,000 foot clinic to start with, which is about the same size of Little Pine
Community Health Center.
Yeah, and they want to be kind of in the central area. Mm-hmm. No lots or no properties have been picked out or anything, so they're kind of doing due diligence on that. And but it would have X-ray lab. They would have family practitioners, I think a couple, and then they would also then have specialists that would rotate in. They got like 200 doctors on their staff, and so specialists would come and go.
Acute care.
Acute care is spending the night, isn't it? No, there's no hospital coming. And actually, that came up in the meeting. Just said they said hospitals are closing, hospitals are downsizing, and that you just anymore aren't going to have a hospital every 30 miles. So that's out of the question. And they basically said that this is not in the cards. It just won't work. But yes, urgent care. They are interested, and so I think it's going to be more than a, say, 9 to 5 type thing. You're going to see maybe 7 at night, 8 o'clock at night, Saturdays, you know, that. And that will relieve stress on the ambulance, because the ambulance becomes the taxi.
Yeah.
So it's really a great opportunity for this community, economic development, plus just quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of rolling out the red carpet for them the best we can and responding, and I think it'll come together, and they'll work in close with the Lapine Community Clinic, and they've met with them. So, Kareem Martinez, who's active with the foundation board, and everything is you know, helping us out. Ron Miller went down, or has been involved with it. He didn't go with us to that meeting. And EDCO is taking an active position in it. LED. Roger Lee, the director of EDCO, is there, because it is an economic development issue. So we're going to have, that's why it kind of was trying to get Janet into it today, because, you know, she's going to be kind of a bird dog on it to get them here. The project is annual goal to build a 10,000 foot clinic when it's kind of set, all said and done, with X-ray and all the lead walls and all of it, $6 billion.
Ooh.
Wow.
Million.
Oh,
not billion. Not 6 million.
I thought I heard billion.
Hang on.
Guess it included a birthing center.
No.
You can have all that in the paper.
But it's $600 a foot. But I think, you know, that's going to come down. That was a worst case scenario. But anyway, those numbers are big.
Okay.
And so, you know, the debt service on that is a bunch. And then when you figure in the salaries, they've got to figure out. But so we're... That's one of those things that we drop things to work on, because you have to, because that's important. And yesterday then I was at ODOT, so we are going to on May, whatever our meeting, first meeting in May. Public Works meeting in May. We're going to have a joint council meeting with Public Works so that you can be there. It won't be a council meeting, it's called a work session. ODOT's going to come down. And we're going to spend that entire meeting on the sidewalk paving project, because some of you might know, or you could have got called. They sent letters out to the property owners along Highway 97 that are impacted. That caused a few calls back to ODOT. They want to make sure that you guys and your committee is kind of knows what they're doing and timelines and everything. So they will be here. They will send notices out so those people can come. So they actually want to hear from people. Then the other thing we're going to do, I am with ODOT, we're going to actually meet with every property owner one-on-one.
Wow.
Right.
And that takes some time and commitment, but the ODOT and Gary Farnsworth said, I think they learned some lessons in other places, and Sisters went very well. And so if you meet one-on-one, people are intimidated. If you get in a room, you know, people won't talk. So they'll make appointments and we'll offer it. And that doesn't mean everyone will do it, but, and we'll work and ask, when do you open, when do you close, what's important to you? We talked about a little on-street parking on 97, and you know some of them aren't, so for that, but that could be, there could be a couple spots where people can do on-street parking, and so it's an interesting, the bottom line is they're short money, because it's an expensive project, so the debates are, how far do we come, do you jury-rig it, or do you just say, well, we're going to go as far as we can go to do it right, so it matches what we're doing at First Street, and if you're short a block or two, you wait till the next funding cycles and you do it right. Or they could come in and just pour sidewalks and forget anything else. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of said, no, that's not what we want to do, because you'll never get the other.
Yeah.
And then maybe in the meantime, we can pick up some more funds, because that's, you know, in the next year or two. But that's exciting. But yeah, they call me and I speaker phoned them, and then it's funny, they're talking to me and I walk into their office. And Gary Farnsworth was running that, so they, and we're going to meet again in 2 weeks because they're really trying to push forward. So all this stuff's bunching up to projects, and again, the public is hard to keep separate. It's hard for me to keep them separate. But they estimate this project at $1.7 million to do the sidewalks, curbs, landscaping, and that's inclusive of light poles, grass, everything. We have about $1 million, 900 and some thousand, that it's been earmarked for. So that causes, call it a $700,000, $800,000 shortfall. Now, you know, it could be $1.5 million. So, you know, if we make a certain contribution and then also there's some more grant money, or you end up stopping a block early, those are all the unknowns. So they want to come talk to everyone about that. So hopefully everyone can kind of come in for a couple. It'd be done by noon, so it'd be 10 to noon on that Tuesday in May. Next Tuesday, you got an email tonight, somebody did, they're doing the groundbreaking on First Street, and that's at 10 o'clock when we normally have our public works meeting, so instead of that, and I ordered up from ODOT, they turned out their gold shovels, they have a shovel department, and so we have enough for the bulk of the, basically the people from the public works committee and yourselves, and many of you have never actually participated, and you get to take the shovel home, I believe, the gold shovel. And where you do the swoosh, and there's gonna be cake and all kinds of stuff afterwards. These go on air, you see them all the time, and they're fun. And that will be, we're gonna go into the yard there, into their building.
Right.
They're not gonna stand out on the corner and do this, and then the project will start. So I don't know how many of you want to try to attend. You can if you can't, but that's 10 o'clock next Tuesday.
And that's in an email that Rick sent late today.
Yeah, we are hiring, you know, our planner, you saw, you know, is leaving. He'll be here through April, and he will, and he may work a little longer, you know, and he's got a couple things, and Doug was asking me about it. I think, you know, he lives in Redmond, so it's a little longer drive. I think two or three things, and part of it maybe is how we handled, and I've talked to Patty and Ashley, we'll do it a little different next time, but he got bugged or calls more than maybe he anticipated, because you put your cell phone number on a business card and then you tell people it's kind of free, so then pretty soon, and I just use it as an example, realtors, because he mentioned that, you know, there's like 300 realtors or 400 realtors in Central Oregon, and you know, they're all basically running a for-profit business, and they're always just calling to see about things, and well, we may kick on the clock, he's getting a call, you know, and three-quarters of the people that come in are, I call them tire kickers, you can pick your turn, they're thinking about stuff, but it's, if you elevate that immediately to the planner, it's time and money, and so we're going to do differently, I think, triage these to where, you know, I can deal with them, and we'll get to where hopefully Patty and Ashley can kind of do the call, the entry level kind of here, then it can go to this assistant we hire and or myself, and we can kind of keep that time down. So I think he had more time going in. He also picked up some private clients. As the business world gets busier, they make more power.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think it's just where he was in his life and his business. He's already still working for Jefferson County and these others, and so now, finding a planner, is not easy because of the boom that's on. So I've had some calls, so you know there is some interest out there, but we will see where that heads. We put out an RFP for the auditors. We only, I don't know, how many did we get, two or three or so?
Three or four.
Three or four responses, so we'll be going through those, and actually Brenda Bartlett's doing that. Mm-hmm. We, of course, have the job announcement out for the assistant. I've just had one while we're sitting here. We've got several on that, and pretty good ones. I mean, you know, there's no real, kind of like, you know, it was missent or something.
When does that close?
Well, it's open until close, but the Friday is called our first setting, and then you can kind of start looking at them from there. But however, you can send them in until it's filled. But we gave them until then before we would not look at them ahead of that as far as kind of going through them. And then we've got to get an engineer record, so I've got the RFP, RFQ pretty well ready. It's like 80% done. We have to have someone reviewing plans on our behalf, which we've been having Eric do it, but I've never actually went through a process to see who's out there and hire someone where it's a set rate. We do that for 3 or 5 years. So that we're going to do. That's important. All these ODOT projects, I've been sending Eric to the ones, and just now with like even the bank today, we had a site plan meeting with the bank. You're going over, you know, fire hydrants and water lines, and is the bioswales they're building, will it hold the water? What happens if it doesn't hold the water? Where does the water run? Onto what road? It's by the post office. What's it called? Huntington Road. And then what happens if it dumps in front of that? Where does it run? To the post office. And what happens to the puddle that's there now?
It gets bigger.
So these are not little issues. And so, you know, because they just say, oh, well, we're going to build a bioswale. Well, you've also added 20,000 feet of asphalt and roof. And if you get an inch of rain in an hour, does the bioswale hold it? So we have to have someone looking out for us, reviewing it. And so we are making good headway with the credit union, though, on their design. I wish I had a picture for you. I think you'd like it. They have kind of built to our craftsman look that we've talked about. It's, we don't have standards yet, but they're doing that pretty voluntarily. And it's going to have rock brick up this far, wainscoting, if you want to call it. Then there's two pillars that go up and rock all the way. Then there's wood that goes up, and then they got some lights that go out, and the sign is actually on the building, and it's some of that's got a little bit you could see in Sisters, Sandy, kind of alpine. I think people will like it. They're doing that. The other thing that I requested was they put a door on the highway street side, because we're trying to get it to where pedestrian, bicycle, and people, it's inviting to come in. They did not design it that way, but we have been discussing that on a few meetings, and so today we have fire chief and everyone here, and they had it without it again to see, you know, what I'd say. But when you flip back a few pages, they had the backup. And it had a door from the highway. And we had to go through the thing that nobody walks in Lapine and nobody rides a bike. And, you know, you had to go through all those contortions. And once we got around to it, I think we'll be fine. And I think they're gonna do an 8-foot sidewalk. They're going to put in some street trees with grates and a couple poles. So those are all things that we'll see where it all ends up. Janet was there, and the county was there. So I mean, so it was a good busy last couple days on things. Wow. That's the kind of stuff. Plus, the other thing is, which I was going to spend half my day on today, which is the budget. I finished the general fund yesterday, by and large, because there's some things I can't fill in. And I did I worked on the transient room tax budget. You'll be happy to know that our transient room tax income is up quite a bit. There's going to be quite a bit of carryover, and now I have to figure out what's the best course on that, because you don't know if it'll happen every year, and there's some other obviously issues, and you know what happens with that fund. It's, have you ever thrown food into a fish tank? What happens?
Piranhas.
So I'm working on that, and I've got some ideas of how to kind of hopefully keep that feeding frenzy down. But because the fact is, the numbers are the numbers, and you have to keep it in there. You there's no way to siphon any off. There's laws and there's rules, and that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. So one of my thoughts is I'm thinking so much for cult the community groups like you funded, you know, for rodeo, car show, you know, all that kind of stuff. We can add some more into that pot, which I know you'd love, because mm-hmm. I mean, it's good.
It's good
but,
business.
But there's too much. And so I was thinking of maybe having a new line that's transit room tax, it's transit room tax regulated, so it's not, you can't use it for just anything, but maybe more of projects, let that grow a little, so that the day comes you want an entrance to Lapine that's $50,000, the welcome sign.
Like the Redmond
yes.
or something. Mm-hmm.
Those types of things that, yeah, I mean, I could put 10 or 15 in, but that ain't gonna buy you nothing.
Right.
So that's one of my thoughts, and we'll talk with Kitty and all of you, the budget folks that are involved, you know, because there's no right or wrong in that, but I just think we probably need to try to save a little in looking at that. Maybe can help buy some benches with or garbage cans with our sidewalk project a little bit,
yeah.
for, because get some actual decorative garbage. And, you know, just then I'm thinking out loud of the things we can do within the law, the things I don't think, if you put it all toward community groups, like last year we had
six.
And then we also had the rodeo separate at 25, and we had the Frontier Days. So you had about 10 between them. I mean, you would have 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because pretty soon you're just going to be funding these events, and then, I mean, it'll be, oh, and then you can't sustain it maybe, and it's really nothing good about that. So.
Rick, could that be put alongside or with urban renewal?
I got to look into it. I mean, yes, you could then, urban renewal will have its own budget.
Right.
So if you let that build,
right.
and you're doing something, say 2 years from now, and urban renewal has X amount, then that can come in as long as it's transit room tax eligible.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful, and I think you really need to be, you want to make sure it benefits tourism.
Right.
Because the motels that are paying it and bringing the people,
mm-hmm.
and don't get too tricky with it. I think it needs to be pretty straight up, not stretch too far. But so there's some things, definitely. I mean, I think, could do an advertising program. Talked about our image.
Well,
you know, maybe work with COVA and do some little where we could give a couple $1,000 for a special one-time thing. So, because it is for tourism and promotion, you could give money to the other group down the street.
That'll be a great discussion.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So, yeah.
Okay.
The other thing, speaking of, I just let you know, I responded, you saw it, I think. We did get a bill on this sign out here that the Coharts 2 did with the Ford Foundation. And, you know, that they, we let them put that up there a few years ago, 3 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And I remember they came and made a presentation, and of course the sign lady came and she was going to put up the signs, and the Coharts, you know, they put it in out there. And we just simply gave them a spot. And I actually went back, and Patty, we got the minutes, and we're listening and all of it. And nowhere did it ever say it would become ours to maintain. Well, I got an email that the sign folks said, you know, I'm no longer going to maintain it. And we're going to, you know, it's your job or somebody's. I didn't, you know, say, I said, well, we'll have to check into all this and, you know, such and such. Well, then today, Pat or Ashley gives me, says, hey, or yesterday, I got a bill for some repairs on the sign for, this was $40. And I said, well, I didn't call any sign repair person, and I doubt that Kathy did.
Yeah.
So who third party is calling people to do work for us that we get to pay a bill? I mean, they might have called somebody to go, you know, fix their TV. I mean, that's nice. We didn't call. And so how did I get a bill for a repair that we didn't initiate? So I rejected that bill and sent it to the chamber. Because we thought that was a nice place to send it. Well, it came back quick. And I'm thinking of sending it maybe over to Griner's or somebody.
Rick, is that sign or the one over here?
So, I kind of sent it to Kathy DeBone and said the Ford Foundation needs to realize, and I think the lesson for all of us is the next time you can sit here and get teary-eyed over the project. But don't, you ought to all say to each other, we are never approving one of those types of things if there isn't a plan for 5 years, 10 years, 15. Doesn't mean, you may say, look, we're gonna on mm-hmm. in 5 years. Because mm-hmm. it's good. Mm-hmm. But you should have that. We need to know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We cannot have people dropping off free mm-hmm. projects and then kind of dumping it on you. Mm-hmm. It hit me as no way.
Yeah.
We may end up having to take it. It isn't going to cost us much. But I think there has to be a discussion. And so the cohorts, I guess, are going to talk about it. One, my other theory was maybe each of them that puts their sign up, you know, pays a $20 to $25 fee. The chamber could keep it. They could have a little pot of a few hundred dollars.
That's what I thought.
And then when they have maintenance, because it isn't going to need a lot.
Well, we could also take some money out of the TRT money that goes to the chamber and just take care of it with that money.
That, you could allocate them $250 a year to do it. Yeah. But, so, anyway, that's kind of where we are, but there's a lot going on, and I will have to spend a whole lot of time on this budget, because in, what, 3 weeks we have a hearing? And, yeah, so, and you know, we're getting the new, the other thing, in our April or May meeting is water sewer rates. See, we've forgotten about that.
Yeah.
So we're working on that. We've had conference calls with Jeremy, the staff, Ashley, and Scott and I, and so that ordinance is, we've got drafts that are 15 pages long for sewer and one for water. So we're working on that too. So if you try not to bring us anything for a couple months, because these are big ticket items and we're going to have hearings and we've got to have the public, and it's just, I know it's hard, but if we could stick to kind of what we have to do, which is really get this budget done, get the sewer and water rates ready, do our hirings that we've got, and try to, you know, if it's a, something that is, you know, warm and nice and fun, maybe we could put it off for the summer, till the summer. But other than that, all is good.
Okay, council, comments?
I'm glad it's over.
It's over.
You know, listen, let me say this. You did a good job, and I know I've been around this for a long time, and you could see it was coming from all your hearts. And I think it had an impact on people. And I think it had an impact on people that were not going, you know, were against mm-hmm. it. But I think they could tell your pain. You put your thought into it, mm-hmm. and each of you said it differently. But I was very proud of all the comments.
I don't know if everyone got it, but April 25th, there's the arts event at the high school.
25th or the 28th?
28th, thank you. At 6 p.m.
That's right after our budget meeting.
Yep. And they'll feed you, so it's free, Mayor. Free pasta and salad dinner. And all the, let's see, students from the Lapine Middle School and the high school, there'll be a walkthrough display of artwork through a grant from Sun River Music. So,
it's a great opportunity.
It is
Thank
great.
You,
yes.
That's our budget night.
It's our budget night.
Yeah.
It's also other meeting nights. Greg, anything?
No, just like I'm feeling the same way Kathy did today. It's a tough night, but I hope that what we put in place will keep Lapine in the quiet community that it's always enjoyed being. And in fact, I was approached outside by a gentleman that talked about how his family's come through here for years. And he was, I don't know if he works for one of the big conglomerates or what, but he had been to Colorado to do meetings. He's been all over the county, quite a bit of Oregon, going to these meetings to find out what's going on. And
that guy, that young guy?
The tall one?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and he talked about how the big money groups want to come into towns like ours and throw money at us to, you know, have a huge grow type.
I wonder if that's recreational coming, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it's recreational?
Yeah, because he was talking big on what's going on in Colorado like it was the best thing since sliced bread. And, you know, I told him, well, this town isn't going to be bought.
But I thought he said that it wouldn't stop here anymore.
I know, and that's why, and I thanked him. I thanked him for his comment.
He said,
we were out on the sidewalk, and I got a different, I got a different take from him.
The guy from Bend?
No, I don't think he was.
Matt, that sat in the
big
back.
Tall guy.
Yeah.
He was from Bend.
Skinny. Yeah, he was from Bend.
He's from Bend now. Okay. Because he grew up in Northern California, in Mendocino County, which, you know, very famous.
Big grow community.
But I guess it was his wife, they'd gone back to Colorado to see what's going on back there. And he was talking about all this big money that is being thrown at the little towns there to expand the grows. And
we have not had anyone call us for one of those, like a big operation type.
Mm-hmm. And he was against it.
Yeah, well, that's what caught me off guard, because I thanked him for his comment, and then he went outside and started talking it up, talking marijuana up like he was a huge proponent. So.
I heard him say that his family wouldn't come back.
Oh, well, I guess I took that to mean him.
I did too.
I referred that to his mother and father.
Okay.
The way it was said.
But overall, I think we did the right thing.
Oh, no.
That's my concern.
Any more counsel? I've got two comments. I've talked to Rick about this, and the idea of, as a mayor, appointing a arts and culture commission. And I want to bring an outline to the budget hearings and move forward sometime in after July, summertime, of establishing or appointing an arts and culture commission for Lapine.
Are you coming to the budget hearing because you want a budget item for it?
Yeah, I'm going to want a budget item, but I've got a lot of data from Estacada and the local Deschutes County Arts and Culture Director, so I'll be bringing that forward. The other one is you're going to love this. It is your turn again to judge the If I Were Mayor.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be in our May 8th. I think that's our council date.
We have the hearing on water, sewer. We have, be careful.
Well, I sent an email about this before, about having that on that agenda.
I'm just saying, we have lots of business here. We're going to fill with little kids.
We'll make it quick.
I didn't get that email.
But
I probably sent it to the city manager.
Kathy didn't get it.
I sent it to the city manager, who controls the pretty much.
I'm just saying
we'll have a lot of stuff, but that's going to be the night that we need to make those presentations.
Is there a timeline on it? Could it be 2 weeks later?
There's a timeline of the 20. I think the 19th of May, 17th or 19th of May.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is the 17th of April is the day that the program stops, and I go out and collect all of the posters and the essays and all that, and I'll distribute them around and with the judging forms, and you can get them back to me. And
if you want, we could do 5:30 to 6 that, and then kind of just make it more ceremonial, have a little cake.
That's a great.
And just do that, and you kind of tell people we reconvene at 6, and that's when the agenda, so the people from around.
See, that's why we pay them
the
big bucks.
Yeah.
You know, that way it's kind of lets them have their half hour, because the parents want to take photos.
Yep.
You know.
It's a very popular program in schools. You know, the teachers get to work with the kids. In an incentive type program, and they're getting great turnout. So, but I just, those are the two that I've got on my list.
So we'll see everyone next Tuesday down there at the thing if you want to go, and then Wednesday Planning Commission will be meeting Wednesday. You can come, but you kind of let them do their thing. But if you want to listen, things these guys will be.
Is that for the zone change? Oh yeah, zone for that over there.
Yeah.
God.
adjourn.
Is there? All those in favor?